Now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. We're joined by girls basketball coach. That is David Boucher, coming off a loss on Tuesday to top five team in 3A. That is Nemaha Central, 55-38, that final score. Coach, just kind of take us back to that one on Tuesday. What'd you see, and just a couple key takeaways from it?
You know, like Nemaha Central's fourth-ranked team in 3A and has been a top-five team since the preseason. And, I mean, with one loss to a higher-classified school, and just they play strong, they play tough, you know, they play sound, and they really make you guard all five positions all the time. And, you know, we battled and we fought. We didn't get off the bus. We spotted them 11 points. We had turnover issues. We didn't throw the ball around, and we didn't practice our press break enough, I guess. And so we just gotta consistently be better there as coaches to get our girls lined up in a better spot. But we responded. In the second quarter, we had the score down to six. Margin down to six, and then they hit a, I think, over the head two-handed. I think it was actual pass, but it actually went in right at the buzzer. And we were down, I think we were down by eight, or I don't remember what it was. We were down by 12 at half. That made it 12. And so we had it down to six after starting down 11-0 in the first 2 minutes of the game. And then we came back, and then we gave up a couple baskets to end the quarter. And then we battled and played them pretty close to even in the third and fourth quarter. We had eight turnovers in the first quarter, and we had 18 for the whole game. And so we had 10 the rest of the three quarters, which is still too many. But, you know, if we just get off the bus a little bit and get focused right away, we could make a run at the thing. But our girls still never quit. They kept trying. They kept getting after it, kept making improvements. And they kept battling. We just came up short.
And, you know, when things aren't going your way sometimes, it's easy to kind of take a step back, maybe not give it your all at times, and maybe you put your head down and call it quits. I don't think that's going to be the scenario with your team. How do you see them just kind of responding through the adversity you guys have faced this year?
I think it's good. We talk about our champions pillars are focused hard work, positive energy, and love. And, you know, that no matter what, if you're in the bottom of a hole, or no matter if you're climbing the mountain, no matter if you're at the mountaintop, that you have to have a focused hard work. You have to have a target that you're going after, and you need to work extremely hard to do that, and blood, sweat, and tears. But then you also have to have positive energy with yourself. When you go through hard times, when you go through adversity, which is what we're talking about here with this question, like, you have to find the light. You have to know, you have to believe that tomorrow the sun's going to come up, whether you win or lose. And that you are loved unconditionally by the coaches, by your parents, and there's so many great things going on that if you just keep believing and you add the hard work with it, you're going to make progress. And then lastly, you got to love yourself. You got to love your teammates, and that requires you to be dedicated. It requires you to sell out. It requires you to focus, and do different things. And so I think if we preach that long enough, then we will continue to get better. And we have gotten better. And I know that the scores don't always indicate that, but we've gone from 23 turnovers in December to the last six games. I think we've averaged 14 or 15. You know, so we've made improvements there. Our rebounding is better. I mean, we've consistently shot in the 40s. You know, so our shooting is roughly the same. We average more assists a game now than we did in December. We consistently are making improvements. It's just not necessarily showing up on the scoreboard.
You got to love it how it works here, because everybody gets an opportunity to make it to the state tournament, and that's what makes sub-state tournaments always so fun. And, well, you're certainly going to be tested going into sub-state. Of course, Nemaha on Tuesday. Hiawatha's playing as good as about any team in the state right now. I believe they now have won 9 of their last 10. You'll get them on Friday, and then 3A number 1 Silver Lake looming next week to close out the regular season. So you're certainly going to be battle-tested and play some of the best here going into sub-state. I would think that would be a pretty good positive for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Big 7 League is just so tough, every year. And then you add a ranked team in Jackson Heights in our non-con. Was ranked at one time. For most of the year, it's been ranked in a non-con Baldwin. Then, of course, ranked the entire year in one lost team in Silver Lake, coming off a third-place finish last year in the state tournament and returned to everybody. you know, I mean, that tests us in every way possible. You know, you look at Santa Fe Trail and our other non-con in our tournament. I mean, they're the number one seed in their sub-state and went to the state tournament a year ago. And so there's a lot of areas where we're going to be tested and be ready and battle ready for the sub-state tournament. And we look forward to playing that.
Royal Valley Girls Basketball Coach David Boucher joining us off the loss to Nemaha Central. They'll get Hiawatha Friday and then Silver Lake, 3A number one, on Tuesday next week to wrap up the regular season before sub-state. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday and Tuesday. We'll do it one final time next week.
Thanks, Brandon.